Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in cinemas and streaming.
Radium Girls is a film based on true events, and this time from the 1920s. After Madame Curie discovered radium, the quackery began. Radium made clock numbers glow in the dark. This is where the Radium Girls come in. They painted clock faces with radium, and in the process of painting the numbers, the girls were encouraged to lick the paint brushes so the numbers were sharply painted.
And many died or were sickened by radium poisoning.
Think Erin Brockovich, Norma Ray. These films have a familiar pattern of showing big companies hurting or killing people with their industrial product. Evidence is hidden, but eventually the deceit is revealed and justice prevails.
Susan, Radium Girls is very well-meaning, but it takes a rather bland approach to a topic that should have been riveting. Actress Zoe King leads a likable cast in this tale about these young women who brought suit against their employers. It serves the purpose of telling an important story about corporate malfeasance and corruption and how these companies commonly got away with those practices. And while it's well-produced, the movie's erratic pace never quite allows it to generate the requisite emotional response.
The cinematography is well done with sepia tones in the camera work, mixing original 1920s newsreels and photographs, but the characters are just not very appealing, and the acting seems melodramatic. If you can't sleep, you want to see a movie, and this film shows up streaming at 3 a.m., you might like it.
Or it'll probably put you to sleep. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.